mindset was that last 3 minutes as you're trying to keep Dallas out in the end zone?
You know, just to go out there and get a stop at all costs. You know, everyone play discipline, do your job, and make the play when opportunity presents itself. And I think as a defense, we feel they're doing that.
After you saw that catch by Beckham in the first half, Dallas came right back down there. Did you feel as if that took some of the momentum away that you guys have built?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I thought we fought extremely hard, you know, all four quarters. You know, in the second half, they came out. I guess they made a few adjustments. They made some plays. You know, we had a couple blown assignments. Like I said, you know, they made more plays than we did. Their offense made more plays than our defense did in the second half. And we allowed them to stay in the game. And, you know, we can't afford to do that.
Did you feel as though the team had the passion from beginning to end that you always preach about?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I think this team came out there and we fought extremely hard, you know, all the way to, you know, the final second. You know, just unfortunately, we came up short. You know, there's no excuses, no explanations for it.
What do you think when you see a catch like that?
The way defense played a week ago, really started to get on that way. Did you think they scored, you got your team scored 3 minutes to go, did you think the game was won?
I mean, it should have been won. You know, it should have been won at all costs. I think our offense did an exceptional job going down there and putting the ball in the end zone, you know, giving them only, 3 minutes to go out there and execute their offense. And like I said, as a defense, you know, you love to be in those positions. You know, you love to have the game on your side, you know, for you to go close the game up. You know, that's the competitor. That's the fight inside of you. You know, Romo, you know, made some plays. You know, they dink and dunk, you know, the underneath coverages a couple of times. Beasley was able to get over in the open field. A couple of plays, you know, he was back there just buying time, scrambling, you know, a man-to-man coverage. That's a long time to cover. You know, that's a long time to cover. They were successful, we wasn't. And it came down, you know, to the final play, them making the play. And Romo, once again, you know, extending the play. You know, and they made the plays.
Hey, Trell, on the last play, I mean, he didn't really extend the play. He just stood there. He had so much time. You know, did they need to be more pressure there to relieve some of that?
Well, I mean, he did a little running around, but, you know, I mean, absolutely. You know, you definitely have to, you know, find a way to get to the quarterback. And, yeah, I mean, I don't care what defense you're in or, you know, who you have on the defense side of the ball. You know, that's a long time to cover and man-to-man and, you know, those guys are working, and, you know, trying to run and get open. You know, we did our best job of trying to scramble and stay with them. And, you know, right there, you saw the play. You know, DRC was right there to contest the throw. He's made good throw and catch. You know, you can't take any credit for them. Like I said, I think they came out and they executed very well.
What do you think when you see a catch like Odell made?
I've been playing the game for 10 years. That's the best catch I think I've ever seen in my 10 years of playing. But I would say it surprised me, but nothing surprised me with that guy. You know, he's a phenomenal talent. That's something that he works on each and every day. You know, he works on it warm up. So for him, you know, it's just another day in the park. You know, for us, it's wow. You know, but he's a guy. I mean, you know, he's a playmaker. He's hungry. He has a lot of passion for the game. And, you know, I don't see one guy stopping him.
This late in the season, are you a little surprised that you still have some breakdowns that you talked about?
Yeah and no. You know, we have a lot of guys rotating in at different times. You know, a lot of guys, you know, coming from different places, really not too familiar with our system, but, you know, they're doing the best job of coming in and playing ball. And, it requires that extra study time, you know. As a defender, you're never going to go over everything. You're never going to be able to cover each and every route. So I think they did a good job of putting us in a couple of stressful situations and making plays. But a lot of times, you know, a couple of times, you know, those plays are on us. You know, if they make a play, it's fine. You know, you just got to get them on the ground. And I think we failed to do so a couple of times today. So I wouldn't say that what they did was any different than any other team has presented to us. You know, they ran a inside TRC routes, you know, which put a little strain on the defense. But other than that, You know, it was a pretty straightforward game.